Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Our civic foundations in our area, actually nationwide, are known for bringing together residents, nonprofits, businesses, government officials to identify local problems and create solutions. They act as a catalyst for community improvement by strengthening civic infrastructure and fostering local leadership to ensure long-term community health. Today, we're going to hear from the leader of a civic foundation from the North Shore side of town, where we have a branch office, and we'll learn how they collaborate, advocate, and support the community so everyone prospers. Welcome to the show today, Chris Mullenbach, president of the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation, whose mission is to make Whitefish Bay a great place to live, work, and play. Thanks for being here today, Chris.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Jill.
You are welcome. Well, let's start out for those people that may not be familiar. Why don't you start by telling us about the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation?
Sure. The Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation was started in 1973, so it's about 53 years old. What we're doing is taking what we feel is a wonderful community and making it even a little better. So we do not get any government funding. Mm-hmm. And so we're all self-funded. So we put together events and programs to allow the village to enjoy the community a little better and raise money for scholarships and some other community efforts and needs.
Okay. And we actually partner with you on some of those events.
And
we're going to, we're going to get into that a little bit later about what those actually are. But what made you personally want to get involved and step into this role as president?
Yeah. I was involved with a lot of professional networking and boards and things. I wanted to do something outside of my career. You know, I'd been doing that for quite a while. My family and I live in Whitefish Bay. We enjoy Whitefish Bay. And I just felt it was time to give something back to the community at the same time. So I was looking into different ways to do that and discovered the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation. It's hard to miss it with all the events that they do throughout the summer.
Yeah.
So just thought I'd get involved with that.
And you're saying that this is all, nobody's paid for these positions.
No,
this is a volunteer.
Fully volunteer board of directors.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
So you've got a lot of things going on all throughout the year.
We do.
Which again, we'll talk about and do a little bit deeper dive a little bit later on. But I'm curious, what do you think would surprise most people about what it takes to run a civic foundation?
I think it's kind of what you touched on, how busy it is for a bunch of volunteers. You know, so 12 months out of the year, we're meeting to get ready for the events that take place from May through October. You know, but in January, February, March, we're really beginning to ramp up for those events and revisiting what happened in September, October, November to discuss what we could do better next year and maybe get some more people and volunteers involved.
That would be nice because then you guys wouldn't have to do as much or take as many hours to do what you do if you've got a lot of volunteers helping you.
Right.
Well, Whitefish Bay has such a strong sense of community. Mm-hmm. We're proud to be a part of that. We have an office right across from Winkies down in East Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. What role does the foundation play in shaping that strong sense of community?
Well, communities are built, you know, so we've got a wonderful community in place already. We're just trying to make it a little more enjoyable. I don't want to say better, but, you know, a little more enjoyable and community-oriented. So when you're at any of the events, whether it's the Memorial Day service, one of those ice cream socials, to the 4th of July or pumpkins, you know, you really get a strong sense of community. The kids are out there playing. The adults are enjoying themselves, catching up and meeting new people. It just really builds a strong sense of community.
Yeah. And we're, as I say, we're proud to be a part of it. We've seen it in action when we, the different ways that we involve ourselves in the community and engage. It's a great way for our employees who may not otherwise get to Whitefish Bay to really be involved in some capacity. It really is quite nice.
And that's, you know, one of the things that we really appreciate because, as I said, we are funded by the events we do and the sponsors and donations. And the sponsors make up such a large percentage of that. So we really appreciate your involvement and help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, do you have a particular moment or a project where you really saw the foundation's impact play out?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those unexpected moments when you're at Sounds of Summer or the 4th of July and a band's playing and you're just looking around at hundreds, maybe 1,000 people just having a good time. And you just realize, yeah, this is really special. Mm. This is a really neat moment.
So, because the communities used to do that so much more. Now, I'm dating myself here, but when I was young, we had a big community social event around the 4th of July. Okay. And communities were cutting back on that. So the town where I grew up, they don't have anything like that anymore. And that really was an opportunity to bring the town together, the community together.
Right.
So it's unfortunate that some of these smaller towns aren't just they're just not able to fund that stuff anymore.
Hard. And that's why we're so fortunate that we do have enough people that'll come together and donate and participate.
Yeah.
Volunteer their time to do this.
Yeah. So volunteers are super important.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in connecting in that way. Well, you have a number of community events. You talked about Green Day in the Bay, Memorial Day celebration, ice cream social. That sounds really fun and sounds yummy. but the events like the Sounds of Summer, the Great Pumpkin Festival, of which we are a part, and the 4th of July Parade, of which we are also a part, are your big staples and your big crowd pleasers. So what goes into bringing those main events to life?
A lot of organization. You know, I mean, we're working on pumpkins already, you know, so for October.
Oh, pumpkins in April, huh?
Pumpkins in April.
Okay.
It's no April Fool's joke. It's for real. yes. So the 4th of July committee, we're broken up and we break it up into committees and different peoples. Everybody has their superpower on our board and each one of them found their place, you know, within the event that attracts them.
Okay, or they're most passionate about.
That's a better way to put it. So it's just the amount of time, effort, and planning that go into each one of those, especially those larger events. 4th of July and pumpkins are, pumpkins is a multi-day
Three days, right?
3 days.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it does not fall on Halloween. This year, it does. So it's going to be a huge day in the Bay because trick-or-treating followed by pumpkins, you know, it's going to be just an extraordinarily fun
day. And hopefully it'll be nice outside.
We pray. You know, every one of our events is weather dependent.
Yeah. My brother lives in California and he used to talk about how his kids would get all dressed up and it was such a fun community event to go trick-or-treating. And I'm like, my kids have to wear coats.
It's sometimes
snowing on Halloween. So it's really something. And again, you have like a pumpkin carving contest, right?
Well, so we have master carvers who come in from around the country, mostly the Midwest, and we'll spend the week carving these enormous pumpkins. And then we have, I believe, about 2,000 pumpkins dropped off in the park.
Wow.
And everybody from the community can come and pick up a pumpkin, take it home, carve it, and then bring it back.
Nice. So it's not a competition per se. It's
just
your best artwork and put it on display.
Fun little side note. A couple years ago, a gentleman came and picked up a number of pumpkins and carved into them, "Will you marry me?" Set them up.
Oh, wow.
You know, at the park and brought his soon to be at the time fiance and proposed to her at pumpkins. It was really a
That's creative.
Night.
Yeah,
it
that's
was.
Very creative. Kudos to that guy.
Because
not too many guys would do that, I don't think. Well, do you have a favorite event or tradition? And if so, why?
So I have two. I'm a veteran, so the Memorial Day service is important to me.
Okay.
So I chaired that up until this year. So that's a big deal, and it's a really inspiring, emotional day. We limit it to an hour, but bring in some really interesting veterans or current military folks to talk, and then just remember all the veterans who served and, you know, passed from Whitefish Bay. The next one would probably be the 4th of July parade. My kids and I typically get on a 6-person Surrey and bike it in the parade
and
pass out candy.
Okay.
That's really a special moment for us.
Okay.
You know, just doing that.
And we actually have one of our gals in marketing, Ashley, she and her husband dress up and they get their kids to get to be involved. They're not from the Whitefish Bay community, but they love to go and participate in the parade. That's as fun. A sponsor of it.
Right.
And they throw candy. And one year, I think they did popsicles. They had a cooler with popsicles in the back or Freezy Pops or something. That's and she clever. Said it was so much fun. And the kids had fun.
Good.
You know, it's just, again, a great way to get the whole family involved.
Yeah. And I don't want to make it selfish about my family and I for the 4th of July parade because we're doing it as advertising for the Civic Foundation.
Absolutely.
But it is really fun for the kids, my kids. And yeah, and they get to see their friends and it's really enjoyable.
Well, you have a lot of really fun things going on, which is great for the community. It's great for the businesses, as we said. But in order to make all these things possible and sustainable, you have to have funding for it, right? And that can be a challenge at times, unless you have a meaningful way to connect with the community. Again, both community participants and businesses.
Right.
And we're going to hit the pause button for a quick commercial break. But when we return, we're going to talk about how donors in the community can be a part of a meaningful conversation in Whitefish Bay. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to MPC, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we are committed to education. That's why we host seminars throughout the year covering topics like Medicare, estate planning, real estate investing, caregiving, personal finance, and more. And the best part? They're open to everyone. Curious about what's coming up? Visit ellenbecker.com/events and join us. We'd love to see you there.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Chris Mollenbach from the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation. So, Chris, it's no secret that when you feel connected to the community in some meaningful way, it makes supporting the work of the local foundation a lot easier and more fulfilling, I think. How do you at the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation make it meaningful for volunteers and donors to be connected to the community?
It's a great question. I think in both cases, we want the donors, well, the volunteers, we need their help for one. You know, we could not put on a lot of these events without, especially the 4th of July, without the volunteers and the donors. You know, these things are rather expensive things to put together. We don't get money from outside government sources.
Right.
You know, it's all raised through the wonderful sponsorships like Ellen Becker, as well as the donors, and then run by the volunteers who help us. So without them, we wouldn't be in existence. To be that pointed, that's the fact. So what we try to do is take what we have and make it as grand and as great of an event as we can to get everybody there, to get them excited, to understand how important it is for community building and to keep helping us raise money and continue doing these efforts.
Yeah. And ideally, if the donors could be the volunteers as well, then
love that.
You get two for one.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Our donors are wonderful and they go out of their way to help us out. Mm-hmm. But yes, if we could get them to get a twofer,
right.
That would be
that
wonderful.
That would be ideal.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, at the end of the day, why do you feel a civic foundation like yours matters to the community of Whitefish Bay?
It's all about community building, you know, and keeping everybody connected. You will not find screens at any of our events. You know, you're not going to see kids on their iPads. They're running at the ice cream social. They are running around having a ball. And we have two ice cream socials every year at the beginning and the end of summer. We have, we have one. We give free ice cream to everybody who shows up. And the kids are just having a great time. The village band is set up. They're playing. I don't want to date myself, but it's a real Norman Rockwell moment. You know,
okay.
And that's how it feels.
I totally get you on that one.
You just sit back and it's heartwarming watching that happen. It feels like that.
And I think, too, as a business down there, we want to engage with other businesses. Yes,
right.
We want to engage with the local population in a community setting. But I think it's important for the businesses to understand who the other businesses are.
That's true, too.
And what they offer as a whole. I mean, Whitefish Bay is not a humongous community, but it's big enough where you might not know what the business on the other end of East Silver Spring does or even know
that's
that
true.
It exists. And getting together to meet the people to understand what businesses are there and how you can complement them or in some cases compete, I'm sure, it's all a good thing.
Agreed. You know, yeah. And with like a business like yours, people aren't walking into your door,
right.
You know, unless they're already a client.
Mm-hmm.
And people enjoy supporting businesses that help with their community. So when they see you at these events,
right.
You know, it's only encouraging them to reach out to you and work with you as well.
Yeah. Well, and we'll show up wearing our sporting our EIG t-shirts so people know we're front and center there in terms of supporting the organizations at mm-hmm. the events, but also participating in them as volunteers, which we say is very important.
Appreciate that.
Well, as the president, what is your vision for the future?
Well, my initial thought is keep it all together,
you know,
but
because it's a big job.
It is. You know, so many of my predecessors have done a really good job with different things. Our latest president did a really good job of just making it really efficient, making our board meetings efficient and efficiencies throughout. My goal now is he was really good at that in project managing. I'm more of a marketing. I'm an entrepreneur, so I enjoy creating things. So my goal is I'm coming up with a new event that's a lesser lift than most of them. So I'm putting together what we're calling it the Whitefish Bay 62K. So it's going to be a run, but it's and the 62 kilometer run. So
wow.
It's, what is that, 35 and a half, 38 and a half miles, somewhere like
that. Are you
going
to be doing it?
Well, we're giving, I will be, and I've already started.
So
the tagline is run every street. So if you measure every street in Whitefish Bay, it comes out to 62 kilometers. So that's how we did it. So we're giving people from June 1st to the end of August to do this. So
nice.
You sign up, so there's no one day to run it. You have all summer long to complete this.
So you can do a mile one day, 5 miles another day, just
exactly.
to do 62 at the end. Can you bike it? Because I know Whitefish Bay is a big biking community.
You know, we're not limiting it to anybody.
All right, then.
So you can bike it, you can walk it, you can run it, you can do it however you like.
Okay.
Just do it. Get out,
yes,
you know,
yes.
get some exercise in and the money that we're raising with that. This year, we're going to be donating it to the Whitefish Bay Elementary Schools are rebuilding their playgrounds. So we're helping support that and give some money towards those.
So then if someone wants to participate in that,
right.
they go out and get people to support them, to donate. For them to complete
That's going to be one part of it.
Okay.
There's going to be a registration fee to do it.
You'll
get a t-shirt.
It. Okay.
They run and
the proceeds or walk
or bike. Right. And the proceeds will then go to the playground.
Okay. Very
good. And then
good.
Next year we'll do it for another cause. You know, so.
Oh, okay. So this is something that you're hoping will happen annually.
I hope it gets legs and keeps going.
Okay.
You know, then
All
we
right.
do it regularly. Yeah. So.
And then maybe come up with some other different things in the future
exactly.
years. Got it.
Like
okay.
We do scholarships every year. So we.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that.
Right,
so how does that work?
Well, right now, we just cut off the application. So students within Whitefish Bay, any Whitefish Bay high school, can be a public or private high school, can apply for a scholarship. And it's based on their work in the community. So it's not based on grades.
Oh,
you know, it's
very
just
good.
Based on their civic give back.
Okay,
you know,
their
and
civic
what,
duty.
What
okay.
they've done. So they, within the application, that's what we ask them. What have you done, you know, while you're during your time in high school? And we rank them and we give three scholarships last year. So
very
we'd love
nice.
To give more of those.
Sure.
That's
so that
goal.
Would be another area
exactly.
where you can grow.
Even money for the running trails throughout the city. We've given for the pools in Whitefish Bay, the lanes.
Mm.
You know, we try to give as much as we can to any group that fits our criteria.
Sure, sure. So do you accept if someone is writing a grant for whatever it is, do you have like a period where you accept these?
We do
request,
on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a form on the website that you can fill out. It's got to be specific to Whitefish Bay. You know, so,
sure. Okay. So they can go to the website, get the application there. Okay.
Exactly.
So let's say somebody is listening and they are either part of the Whitefish Bay community or maybe they just are a neighboring community and they want to get involved somehow or just want to learn more, whether they have a lot of time or they want to just contribute to some of your events going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way for people to get involved?
So if you'd like to get a hold of us and volunteer or donate or reach out to us in any way, Google Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation or go on Facebook, and we have a Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation group, and you can send us a message either through email or the Facebook group, and any one of our board members will get it or respond. So we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you're interested in getting more information, you can either reference our show notes, because we'll have it there, or as Chris said, just Google Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation.
Yes, correct.
Okay, wonderful. Well, yeah. I appreciate you visiting with us today, Chris, sharing all the ways that you engage with the community and all the events that you put on for the residents there. I invite and encourage you to stay tuned every week, because new episodes drop on Thursdays, to hear about other nonprofits who are doing great things in our community, like the Whitefish Bay Civic Foundation, and learn how you can use your time, your talents, and your resources to make a difference yourself. And always remember, whether you are at home, at work, or in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.